A new ad, which began airing statewide today, focuses on one of Tom Tillis's biggest political defeats this year. But there's a twist. This is a pro-Tillis ad. WFAE's Tom Bullock explains.
The 30-second spot is called Samuel, and it begins with Kyle and Bobby Robinson sitting next to each other in their living room. They're talking about their young son.
We had the same hopes and dreams as any parents.
We knew that something was wrong with Samuel when the doctors told us autism. My heart sank.
What follows is the Robinsons saying their insurance company wouldn't cover Samuel's treatments, while images of their smiling son fill the screen.
Tom Tillis understood those challenges and was a huge advocate for us.
We're regular people.
Tillis is a well-known advocate on autism issues. He often can be seen wearing an autism pin on his lapel, and getting insurance companies to cover autism treatment was a key point early on in his bid for U.S. Senate. But missing in this ad, with soaring music and a touching story, is this. Tillis wasn't able to get any traction this year on a bill to require insurers to cover certain behavioral therapies, including those that help people with autism. The House did pass the bill overwhelmingly in 2013, but since then, it's gone nowhere. That's not the point, says Dallas Woodhouse, president of Carolina Rising, the independent conservative group that's airing the ad. What is important, says Woodhouse, is the fact Tillis tried.
You know, fighting for kids like Samuel is an honorable thing to do, and people ought to know about it.
So Woodhouse's group is paying $2 million to run the ad. The ad ends with Samuel's mother saying, after treatment, he's now a sweet, bubbly little boy. But without the legislation, that means Samuel's treatment was not due to any effort by Tillis. That's something Woodhouse concedes.
Well, they were able to get it through other means, but other families aren't so lucky. And this is something he's going to need for a long, long time. And whether they're able to continue doing that is not something we know. And so it's a fight that has to keep going.
The ad is running now in all six of North Carolina's media markets. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.